So I'm delighted to have two distinguished panelists here. I'll start from Alejo, who is chairman of computer science department at Columbia University, and formerly not very far ago at Telcom, vice president for research for a number of years, and before that in the labs. Dick Lipton, who is a professor at Princeton University. Shamim Maxi, who is a fellow and chief scientist at Telcor. Ravi Chetty, who is a vice president, research vice president at Lucent. And Mark Weiser, chief technologist at Xerox. So we have a truly distinguished panel, a mixture of academia and industry. In fact, some of the participants were in Boston at some point. And let me tell you the little story behind this panel. Basically, during summer, we had Moshe Darby gave a talk here, which started a lot of discussions. It was very, generated a lot of interest. And the topic was about the crisis in PhD education in computer science. And he used a strong language, but that's what he set up. And then basically his main thesis was, the question was, are we over producing PhDs? And his estimation of PhD annual production at this point was about 1,000 a year, and PhD annual academic demand, according to CRA, job ads, was about 300. That combined with declining funding and budget cuts, creates a rather grim situation for the future. In fact, explicitly his question, which I hear that Mike was, should we apply intellectual debt control as advisors and limit students to two, for example, over lifetime? And is this socially responsible to graduate a lot of PhD students? I really liked one quote, which he permitted me to quote, that in apparently in humanities, someone proposed that the student who graduates and cannot find a job should move in with a advisor until he finds a job. So there is no jobs in academia, those are declining, and PhDs in industry are increasingly doing jobs which they were not meant for PhDs, at least in the past. I mean, the big question is, does one need a PhD to do software development? Can't you do it with a master's degree or with a bachelor's degree? Does industry really need PhDs? And of course, we have prominent industrial researchers, so hopefully we'll answer this question. And I would like some of to balance with you the idea which I read recently in New York Times. There was a big argument about pushing PhD without thesis, essentially like MD or JD, 3-year, 4-year degree. You know, you pass all the courses and you're done, as opposed to 7, 10, 15 years. So just like a professional degree. The question is then, who will do the research? And of course, I will leave on that note, and I'll ask each panel member to make a statement, a few minutes, like maybe 5 minutes statement, about your position. Is there a problem or there's no problem? And then we'll continue with questions. I mean, I would like it to be very interactive for panels, and we don't want to spend too much time, you know, expressing our views. We'd like to hear from the audience. So perhaps I can start from Alex.